A national report comparing the three-year average for increases in hunger showed food insecurity for children grew the most in Arkansas. In Wisconsin, an estimated 17% of children cannot count on nutritionally sound meals, says Dan Stein of Southern Wisconsin's Second Harvest Food Bank.
You may have sufficient resources but not have transportation and not be able to get to a grocery store, or you may live in what we call a food desert where there's nothing nearby, or just financially you can't afford to provide enough food. You have some but not enough.
Stein says a national survey done by Feeding America shows 54% of those who need food have jobs. Help is available through the Food Share program, but Stein estimates up to a third of Wisconsin residents don't use what used to be known as food stamps.
Which is unfortunate, and there's a variety of reasons that they haven't done that. It might be cumbersome, it might be they might not know where and how, it might be in a different language, and we're trying to take those reasons and eliminate them.
Outreach workers from Second Harvest are trying to help people sign up for Food Share. The organization also has programs aimed specifically at children, like Kids Cafe and Backpack. In that program, backpacks are filled with food, and teachers discreetly hang them in children's lockers to be taken home over long weekends or during school breaks. The children return the empty backpacks when school resumes. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.